800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number three of the show. And it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates on our website. You go to updates.freetalklive.com, get signed up for those for free, and we'll keep you up to date with what's happening with the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org.
Coming up this hour, your calls about anything, if you make them, 800-259-9231. Also, we'll find out what would happen if doctors treated cancer the same way that so-called fiscally conservative politicians treat big government. We'll find out. Also on the way, the Postal Service detaining a journalist for videotaping them. Let's talk to John in Canada, though. First, John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, John.
Pretty well.
What's on your mind?
Ah, geez, lots of stuff, like always. But, you know, your caller before was talking about this inevitability of the 1984 scenario continuing on without America being able to defeat the fascists. Mm-hmm. You know, and Bush, was it today, he's telling us that he's going to bring Laden to justice.
Who?
This Bin Laden fellow.
Oh, Laden, okay, right.
Laden or Laden, yeah.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I mean,
oh, so he's going after him again? Because before
he didn't care.
Right. Well, first it was our target. We're going after him.
Well,
and then George Bush came out and said, oh, I don't even know where he is. We don't really care about him anymore. So now he's going after him again, huh?
Right. Well, he tells us, you know, like you just said, he was the target to begin with. But ABC News, I mean, if we can't count on ABC News, who can we count on? I mean, they tell us they're interviewing the FBI officers. You can get a copy of the stories that have been covered on this issue. But the FBI was told specifically not to go after Laden. Just prior to 9/11, after he received his official warnings about an imminent terrorist strike, and then after 9/11, after the terrorist strike occurs, Mr. Bush personally and Cheney contact officers who were involved in the investigations and demanded that they close those investigations down. Now, Tim Russert is the guy who covered that story with, was it Delay, I think it was, or no, Daschle. He's
okay.
Daschle. I mean, what more information do Americans need to know that Bush does not want to bring Laden to justice? Because if he did, Americans would learn that the terrorist strike was funded by Muhammad Atta. Or Muhammad Atta was funded by General Ahmad, I should say, who, incidentally, from what I understand, is connected in some way or another to the Dubai port controversy. So maybe truth and God, if there is a God, will succeed in this political foray, and Americans will begin to understand. You know.
Yeah, they certainly wouldn't want to go after. I mean, they certainly would not want to bring Bin Laden into a courtroom,
right,
and get hit like Saddam Hussein is in a courtroom. He's going to be able to say whatever he wants to say.
Right.
So it's better if he's just out there sort of obscurely releasing a videotape from time to time,
right,
because then it's scary, because then he's still scary and he's on the loose and we can use him as an excuse to continue this war on terror, which,
yeah,
is exactly what they are using him for.
Right, and it's important to know. I mean, Bin Laden said the last real recording we ever got of him was that he never played any part in 9/11 whatsoever, and prior to the bombing Afghanistan, he was prepared to hand himself over to a trial to vindicate or to show America that he indeed didn't play a part in the crime whatsoever. Now, whether he did or
he was prepared to hand himself over? Really?
Well,
he said he didn't play a part?
This is the thing.
No, he's definitely did not play a part, man, which from what I understand.
Well, that's why the Taliban were prepared to defend him, because they're Muslim fundamentalists and they will refuse to persecute who they know to be the innocent. So essentially, if we want to put all political and religious overtones to the side, the Taliban are the guys that are fighting for American freedom when they said, we need evidence to persecute a person who's you're alleging to be guilty. If you don't follow the crime scene leads at the real murder scene, how are you ever for sure going to get the true evildoers? You know,
well, my favorite
faith. All the time, right? He's always faith. Bin Laden did it. Well, how did he do it? We don't want to talk about it, apparently. America doesn't.
Yeah, I wondered about that the first time I heard it. I couldn't believe that just a matter of hours or days after the 9/11 attacks, they had already come out and said, yep, it was Bin Laden. Huh?
Yeah.
We know it.
It's
well, how do you know?
Exactly.
Well, there was Middle Eastern men on the flight. Obviously, it was Bin Laden. But how? What? How do you know?
Oh, for sure. That's exactly what took place. And it's when we say, you know, the government will take care of Americans. Americans got to realize that you are the government. You have to participate and get involved, because if you don't demand justice for yourselves, it's going to be denied. Because there's all kinds of people who make money off these wars.
John, you make too much sense. Our Americans are too busy watching The Simpsons to really care about what you have to say, though. Did you hear the first part of the show? There's a study that was done where most Americans can't even name one of the First Amendment freedoms that are enshrined in the Bill of Rights.
Yeah,
and they can very easily name a number of the family members on The Simpsons, but they're having a tough time with the First Amendment freedoms.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could probably name more First Amendment freedoms than the average American could.
Yeah, well, the freedom of the press is number one, but that's one of the number one things that I would stand with. But it doesn't, I mean, if you don't get powerful voices to challenge people like O'Reilly, you have Commander in Chief. Bush uses this as a reason he can trump all American rights, and he doesn't need evidence to incarcerate or torture somebody.
He's above the law.
But the original idea was that, in fact, the military was subservient to civilians in America.
Right.
So the Commander in Chief does not have a single right over an American civilian.
Right. That's one thing. And then the second thing is the Commander in Chief's title, from what I understand, and I'm not an expert in this, but from what I understand, it's only applicable when Congress officially, through constitutional law, declares war.
Good point.
He declared war. He doesn't hold the title of Commander-in-Chief.
I think you might be right about that, John. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Yes, the Commander-in-Chief is above the law. He is the law. Everything he says is the law. He can do and say and apparently get off. Now we understand, man, which why it is that he gets to control all the citizens in America. Is because he's come up with enemy combatant. So if he wants to be able to lock you in a brig, you're not a citizen anymore. You're not a civilian anymore. You're an enemy combatant. And since he's the man who came up with that word, then he is in control of that. Right? So then he can be in control of you just by dubbing you enemy combatant.
It's a term that's used wasn't used before the year 2000.
Yep.
I mean, it's just created.
Right. It has no historical use, and it's something that it's just amazing how much they can get away with.
Yeah, now if he could only get rid of that pesky Congress thing, he could really get the ball rolling.
Yeah, pesky Congress. Well, of course, the Congress is completely it's run by Republicans. He's got a Republican Congress. He's got his own people in the executive branch, and now he's stacking the court. I mean, really, if something major doesn't change in 2006 here in this election season, if the American people don't elect in people to be contrarian, people to get in there and muck things up, slow things down,
I don't mean Democrats.
Whoever, somebody who will stand up and say no to this. I don't know who it's going to be. I can't imagine it would be really anybody, and so I'm not really being very optimistic about it.
I don't know.
But
maybe another Jesse Ventura type will step up.
Who knows? But they all, at best, all they would be able to become is representatives. So it's not going to be another good. It's not going to be two more good years here. I don't think at all.
No senators in this election. There's got to be a third of them.
I'm sure there's some senators being elected. But not looking forward to this. 800-259-9231. What would happen if doctors treated cancer the same way as our so-called fiscally conservative Republican politicians treat big government? We'll find out. You certainly wouldn't want them in charge of your cancer. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer. Like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams on our website, broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. You get them for free at freetalklive.com. Let's talk about cancer and the government. This is from our friends over at the Center for Small Government, centerforsmallgovernment.com. Michael Cloud writes, what if doctors treated cancer the same way that fiscally conservative politicians treat big government?
I'm very interested in hearing this.
Big government, he's a great writer, by the way. Big government is a cancer on America. Big government is a malignant growth on each productive American's life, liberty, and property. Big government is a health-draining disease that diminishes, damages, and destroys human progress and prosperity. fiscally conservative elected politicians criticize and complain about and campaign against big government. We've all seen the campaign signs. I remember George Bush in his 2000 campaign actually had small government campaign signs. He actually said the words, smaller government, on them. But we've seen what he's really done since he was elected, and that is he's grown government at a rate that has been higher than Bill Clinton did.
Yeah.
Unparalleled. Twice as fast.
Nobody's ever grown it as fast as he has.
And the politicians, these fiscally conservative elected politicians, they talk about and then complain about big government, and they do that while voting to support, sustain, and stimulate the growth of today's big government. What would happen if doctors treated cancer the same way these fiscally conservative politicians treat big government? These misguided doctors would tell us that we can't cure cancer. They would tell us that cancer growth is inevitable, that cancer is incurable. Remember when that that top guy in the Republican Party, I don't know if it was Trent somebody, Trent Lott maybe, he was saying something about how we've cut it back as far as we can go. It can't get any smaller.
Government's as small as it possibly could be.
That's honestly what the dude said. So, continuing here with Michael Cloud, they would tell us to resign ourselves to our American cancer, for it's less harmful and destructive than other countries' cancers. They would remind us that our strain of cancer is the lesser of two evils, and that the alternative is far worse. You should feel good. You should feel good that you've got this kind of cancer instead of that other kind of cancer. They would tell us that cancer tumor size doesn't matter. What matters is the ratio of the tumor size to the body size. So if the tumor's getting bigger, the solution's to fatten up. Supersize our meals, put on weight, and grow our way out of cancer damage and danger.
That's really what they think, too, you know. We just have to grow the size of the economy so that the amount of taxes that we get from the American people aren't that much.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's percentages, man. You grow this amount of money that Americans are making, well,
the amount of taxes,
Go up.
And, of course, they keep raising the taxes anyway. In the face of this, some would even call this cancer as a percentage body weight approach, holding the line against cancer. In the face of this relentless, unstoppable growth of the malignant cancer tumor, the doctors would simply resign themselves and counsel us to come to terms with the inevitable. This is what cancer research and cancer treatment would look like if the doctors, especially cancer specialists, treated the disease of cancer the same way these so-called fiscally conservative politicians treat big government. Now then, what if politicians dealt with big government the way doctors deal with cancer?
Be interesting. They just cut it up.
Well, first, they would take a political Hippocratic oath, do no harm. They would campaign against, work against, and vote against any budget that sustains or increases the size of the tumor. Against any budget that spends the same amount or more than today's big government budget. Second, they would act to quickly and safely reduce and remove as much of the malignancy as possible. They would promptly shrink and eliminate as much of the big government spending as possible.
Yeah.
Third, they would seek and implement ways to prevent the cancer from growing back, to keep the cancer patient, us, free, to stop big government from returning, to keep government small. Fourth, they would encourage regular checkups to catch any new cancer growths early, to discover and aggressively remove any new big government growths early. They would teach us and remind us that big government is not merely a risk or a threat to our lives, liberty, and property, and they would tell us that big government is damage and injury, existing and growing at the expense of each individual's freedom, productivity, and prosperity. They would tell us that big government is curable. They'd research and test treatments and cures for big government. They would develop and refine reliable ways to make government small. Because doctors are committed to reducing suffering and death. Because doctors are dedicated to advancing health and life.
You know,
if we could have 5 politicians with that kind of dedication.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It would change Washington if we could have 5 politicians that had that dedication. Obviously, they don't. And a lot of Americans think, though, that cancer is a good thing. That big government can solve problems.
Oh.
So.
Well, yeah, but that's not what they say.
But that's not what a fiscally conservative politician would think.
That's not the fiscally conservative politicians don't say stuff like
no,
that.
No, they don't.
They don't get elected on those ideas. They get elected by telling Americans what they want to hear, or at least what most Americans with sense in their heads want to hear, and that is, I'm going to get elected and I'm going to reduce the size of government. I'm going to cut it back. Let me tell you what. I'm going to help you guys out. I know you guys are taxed so much. Just vote for me and it's going to make a difference. And then, of course, when they get voted in, they go off to Washington, D.C., and that's when the fun starts for them. That's when they start to scratch each other's back, log rolling, pork barreling, and all the other fun
stuff.
Don't forget
all those lobbyist trips and stuff.
Right.
And really, who's keeping tabs on them? The folks
Nobody.
Who voted for them? No.
Of course not.
Absolutely not.
I mean, maybe there's a few people in their district, maybe, that are keeping an eye on them and maybe making phone calls from time to time saying, hey, what are you doing for smaller government? Well, we're going to get to that, but first we got to pass these new laws here.
Some laws passed,
right?
Parties to attend.
Right, I promise you, I swear.
I got to smoke this big fat cigar.
Just give me one more term in office, and I really will get down to removing government from your life.
I've got a few gala events I've got to host coming up here, but I assure you, top priority.
Can you imagine if we actually had people in government with the singular mindset of preventing government from getting larger and actively making it smaller? That's the kind of people, if you want government out of your life, that you're going to have to vote for. Unfortunately, most of those people consider themselves libertarians. And a lot of people, when asked if they would vote for a libertarian, would say, oh, yeah, I'd vote for you, but I'm a little afraid of getting away from possibly letting a Democrat in office or letting a Republican in office.
Throw my vote away.
Yeah, I don't want to waste my vote on you, even though you're telling me what I agree with. And
so I'll vote for this big government Republican that they've got instead.
Right, well, because he's the lesser of two evils and
even close. He's not. Look at, if evil is big government, then Bill Clinton is better than George Bush.
Yep.
It's a lie the Republican Party has been telling us for years, and we believe it. Here's the evidence. Here is the evidence, American.
And why do
something about it?
Why do you insist on voting for evil anyway? Why do you even want to legitimize it at all? They don't take your votes. When you vote for these guys, they don't take your votes as... they don't say, well, everybody voted for me, that must mean they want less government. No, they say, everybody voted for me, that must mean they want everything that I want. More coming back. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Political issue, personal problem. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of neat stuff on our website, including the bulletin board system. You can go to bbs.freetalklive.com and you'll find 80,000 posts for you to surf around through. 1,200 people interacting there. It's all free. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all online on our bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, quite well. What's up?
Well, I wanted to kind of talk about what you were talking about the previous segment about politicians who say one thing before they're elected, and then they get into office, and they do the complete opposite.
Yep.
Basically, there's the mayor of my town that was just elected about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was, I thought, a fiscally conservative Republican, and I'm actually friends with both of his daughters, so I talked to him before about, you know, the issue, and I asked him why he was a Republican, and he, you know, the only issue that really was important to him was, you know, taxation, and that we're taxed too much, and so I thought that this guy really was.
You'd actually talked to him personally?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, and he told me all this stuff. He, you know, said that we're taxed way too much.
Gotcha.
And that his number one goal is to reduce taxes. Well, he's in office, and first thing he does, he's trying to get a public pool put in our town. That's
okay.
A great use of tax dollars right there.
I was going to say, how's he going to pay for that?
Tax dollars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's the main thing.
Well, how long has he been elected for? When did he get in?
Like last November or something.
Okay.
Or October, November, something like that. But, yeah, first thing he does, he's pushing this public pool, and I guess the schools are getting raised funding next year and all this. So, yeah, it's pretty pathetic.
Is this a big... do you live in a small town, or I mean, how many thousand people?
Well, I live in a small town outside of a bigger city, but, you know, it kind of pissed me off because, you know, I had been out advocating, you know, for the... You know, I told a few people why they should vote for him because I honestly thought that he was, you know, really a conservative, and I thought he was actually going to take care of this issue.
You know, that's really got to hurt.
That's a bummer.
I mean, when you're out there, it's got to be much worse. I mean, it's bad enough to have a politician lie to you and get your vote by lying to you, but to actually go out and to promote the guy, to go and help with his campaign, to put up campaign signs and to put some blood and sweat and some real effort into somebody's campaign and helping them get elected, and then to have them turn back and then to have them show their true colors, that would really make me angry.
Yeah, it's really crazy, man.
Have you had a chance to talk to him again? So you said that you know his daughters. Have you had a chance to just ask him what he's thinking? What's with his communist redistribution, his commie pool idea?
I have not yet. I plan on doing so, but I just haven't really seen him lately.
That would be interesting. I'm curious to know if you actually do get to do that. I'm curious to know what he's going to tell you.
Well, I'll definitely try it out. I'm moving.
Well, it's for the good of the community. It's for the good of the community. We need pools.
Yeah.
He said he's moving. I want to hear where he's moving to.
He's moving somewhere in Iowa.
I'm moving to Des Moines. So
I thought you were going to say New Hampshire.
Oh, no, that's a few more years off.
He's still in high school, man. Which,
is he?
Yeah.
Jeez, he sounds like he's a grown man.
All right, Brett, thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
Have a good night. 800-259-9231. Oh, man, I'm just trying to imagine how I would feel about that.
It wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
I would talk to his daughter and say, I'm talking to your old man. Go march into the house and say, listen, buddy, you lied. You lied to me, blind faced. That's the end of the story.
And it's an important pool. The kids need this pool. It keeps them off the streets.
Fund it voluntarily, then.
Yeah.
Go ahead, raise the money. If people want something, they should be... You know, the hallmark of a bad idea is when you go to the government to get it done.
Yeah.
It might actually be a good idea, in which case you should try to get it done on a voluntary basis.
Sure. I mean, if a pool was a good idea in town, you'd make a mint off of it. You build a pool in your little spot. You get the
charge people.
There's all that zoning problem and everything, but you'd charge them to come in and use the pool. You don't make it too much because then kids won't be able to do it, but you'll make a mint.
Make it about the price of a candy bar.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, so why don't people do that, man? Which may be because you can't make money off of it.
Probably not.
Or maybe because there's already enough municipal public pools to where you wouldn't be able to compete.
You'd have to roll through a community pool to, and how awful the community pool would be.
Yeah, right?
How many kids you'd have to roll through a community pool in a given day to pay
just
for
to pay the lifeguard.
X amount of lifeguards?
Yeah, right. Not only that, but, I mean, the pool isn't exactly going to be doing too well in the later months, in the colder months. So this is Iowa we're talking about.
Right. Yeah. And also...
Well, many of them don't open. Like, they're only open a certain time of year.
Well, there are pools that you do that you pay to access. The YMCA has them, as a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
and it's included in the membership provision.
Not every town has a Y, though.
No, yep. That's true. But I'm just saying that, you know, if it's he said he's nearby a city, and so therefore there's probably some other municipal pools mm-hmm. already in existence. It'd probably be difficult to get in and compete, even if you really wanted to. So 800-259-9231. Let's talk about the Postal Service. They detained a Washington D.C. based journalist. Last week from a German television network, agreeing to release him only if he would turn over his videotape of news footage, which was taken at a New Orleans mail pickup center for victims of Hurricane Katrina. Stefan Bockenheimer, a reporter videographer from Deutsche Welle television network, was interviewing and filming people standing in zip code delineated lines to pick up their mail on February 16th when a law enforcement officer asked him to leave. He said, "You can't film here." And I said, "Okay." And I walked to the edge of the parking lot and started filming through the fence, which seems legitimate.
Sure.
Who added that there were no signs whatsoever on the fence forbidding trespassing or filming or any other activity. He was then approached by U.S. Postal Service police officers who asked him to quit filming, he said. I asked, "Why don't you put up a sign?" And they said, "We don't have to do that." Bockenheimer showed him his foreign press credential issued by the U.S. Department of State and the congressional press pass that he had, both of which regularly admit him to the U.S. Capitol, White House, and other locations in Washington, D.C. They weren't impressed, he said. They said, "We have to take your tape." And I said, "No." And then they said, "We have to detain you." He offered to watch the tape, which contained only video of his interviews with people standing in the mail center lines. with the officers, but they declined, he said. When Bockenheimer insisted on getting a receipt if the tape was turned over, they said, "Put your hands behind your back," and then handcuffed him.
Wow.
A third officer joined the other two, and the three began interrogating Bockenheimer, asking him detailed questions about his itinerary during his trip to Louisiana and Mississippi, where he reported from some of the same sites that he'd reported from immediately after Katrina hit. One of the officers told him, at least two times, that in the past I would have gotten away with filming, but not now with the war on terror. Because what?
Because New Orleans is a prime target for the terrorists
right
now.
God knows they want to blow up that place.
No, not just New Orleans, but the post office.
Yeah.
What do you expect? How paranoid do you have to be? Really, our government people really must be very paranoid to think that a guy with a video camera is a possible agent from Al-Qaeda, and he's scoping out the operations of the post office so he can what? Infiltrate? Send a bomb in? What are you going to do with the videotape?
I think they just hate freedom.
These guys are either morons or sadists.
I would go with both. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airways. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Looks like somebody has found the keys to happiness. We'll talk about that. Come on.
I'll take them.
You can take control of the airwaves. Don't bring up anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies have sent us their photo. We put them up on our website because we're proud of our lady listeners and we want to show you off. That's the point of the Shrine. And if, as long as you're validated, as long as in the picture you're proving that you listen to Free Talk Live, we will add you to the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. You know, we talk so much on this show about how the government is getting out of control and that we're losing our freedoms on a regular basis. And it's all true. And it's pretty depressing, I think, in a way. It's kind of sad. And a lot of Americans are apparently pretty sad on a regular basis. And how is it that we can stay so peppy on Free Talk Live? How is it that we can always be in a good mood, usually in the studio? We start the show out. We're always feeling good. Are we unusual? Are we different from the average American? Because some people apparently are looking to find themselves a little bit of happiness. And according to LiveScience.com, author and researcher Greg Esterbrook writes, quote, it requires some effort to achieve a happy outlook on life, and most people don't make it. Psychologists have recently handed the keys to happiness to the public, but many people cling to their gloomy ways out of pure habit, say the experts. polls show Americans are no happier today than they were 50 years ago, despite significant increases in prosperity, decreases in crime, cleaner air, larger living quarters, and a better overall quality of life. So what gives? Happiness is 50% genetic, says University of Minnesota researcher David Licken. What you do with the other half of the challenge depends largely on determination. And psychologists agree. So here's what they claim works and what doesn't. Happiness does not come via prescription drugs, although 10% of women and 10% of women 18 and older and 4% of men are taking antidepressants. Antidepressants benefit those with mental illness, but there are no happiness guarantees involved there.
Sounds right.
Nor will money or prosperity buy happiness for many of us. Money that lifts people out of poverty can increase happiness. But after that, the better paychecks stop paying off sense of well-being dividends, research shows. And, of course, money doesn't buy happiness. Money just buys stuff.
It helps, though. I would disagree. I think money could buy happiness.
That's what poor people say, yes. I agree.
But, I mean, not just to buy, a plasma TV or, a new minivan or
what do you mean?
Whatnot. I mean, if you, say, for instance, if you love helping people, if you had plenty of money, you could help a lot of people. You could give a lot of money to charity.
That's true, and that would make you happy.
And that would make you plenty happy.
Money helps. Money doesn't buy happiness, but it does help.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Money can give you the tools to create what it is that you want to create for yourself. Now, if what you want to create for yourself is a dark, gloomy room for you to live in without having to, actually go out and work for a living, then that's what it will create for you. So really, it all depends on what you want. Now, if you want to go after happiness, then yeah, absolutely having money could help you there. But I think a lot of people, when they hear the phrase money and when they put money and happiness together, they presume that money translates to stuff. And in most Americans' cases, that's what they use their money for. When they get their paychecks, they go out and they buy stuff. Hey, it's Friday. I got my paycheck. I'm going to go shopping this weekend. And that's what Americans
do. Walmart, here I come.
Yeah, and then they spend all their money. And of course, if they spend all their money and they don't have any more left, that's going to definitely contribute to a bit of depression. Unfortunately, Americans haven't quite figured out this yet, and they spend money before they even get it in the form of credit cards. And so, therefore, when they actually do get their paychecks in, it's already gone.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make you feel happy, does it?
Mm-mm.
Nope. Normal, one more route to happiness is called flow, an engrossing state that comes during creative or playful activity. Athletes, musicians, writers, gamers, and religious adherents know the feeling. It comes less from what you're doing than from how you do it. The University of California at Riverside has discovered that the road toward a more satisfying and meaningful life involves a recipe repeated in schools, churches, and synagogues. Make lists of things for which you're grateful for in your life. Practice random acts of kindness. Forgive your enemies, notice life's small pleasures, take care of your health, practice positive thinking, and invest time and energy into friendships and family.
I'd say that's true. And if you want to talk about money on it, it's money is involved in that equation, and it's not how much you make, it's how much you spend.
And how you spend it.
Yeah.
And what you do with it, which is so important. Let's see. On your own, some Americans are reluctant to make these changes and remain unmotivated, even though our freedom to pursue happiness is written into the preamble of the Declaration of Independence. And then the article just gets weird. And it says, don't count on government for now, says Easterbrook. Our economy lacks the robustness to sustain policy changes that would bring about more happiness, like reorienting cities to minimize commute times.
What? Well, he's just a socialist.
What kind of master planner is this guy, as though that you could have some sort of government bureaucracy of city reorganization to minimize commute times?
The Government Bureau of Happiness.
Well, you probably could make a bureau that did that. It
but
just
no,
wouldn't
you
be
couldn't.
Successful.
Of course it wouldn't, because there'd be no way for you to make everybody happy with their commute times. You might be able to shave a few minutes off of one group of people living at one portion of the city, but at the cost of someone else, right? Because you're moving things.
Yeah,
you're moving buildings.
You could always just move people into the different business districts in which they work.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the central planning. Oh, the central planning involved in a project like that. Anyway, we could continue with the article, but it's not really that interesting from that point on. But make a list. Make lists of things you're grateful for in life. I like that. That's important. It's important to focus on the happy things. Even though the government's big and it's oppressive, we should still enjoy life, and we should still get out of it all of the happiness we possibly can. Because if tomorrow we die in a fiery plasma ball,
oh my!
Hopefully, we would have been happy before. 800-259-9231. What do you do to keep yourself happy? This is your show, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Moments remain. You can still take control of the airwaves if you make a call now. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And man, why don't you join us online at freetalklive.com. And we're talking about happiness. Well, it would make us elated to have you be a member of the AMP program, to be an amplifier. We've got almost 200 of them, 200 amplifiers, and you can become one for $3 a month. And that should make you pretty happy because it's darned affordable. It's totally voluntary, though. If you don't have it, you can't afford it, well, you can keep enjoying our site for free. We don't mind. But if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, you want to help us spread to more radio stations, you want to get the message of freedom and liberty out there to more people, that's what the Amplifier Program does. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and that's what we do with the $3. We take it in, we turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We got half-page ads in major talk industry publications. Tomorrow, you and I, Manwich, we're going on a talk radio convention
Woo-hoo!
In the nation's capital. And that's being paid for by...
Conventions! Alcohol! Hookers!
No!
The whole thing.
Oh, no! Yeah. You will be under my control, Manwich, and you will not be doing anything like that. What we will be
I've heard
doing,
about these convention things. I've never been to one.
What we will
Sounds
be,
good to me.
Nor have I. And thank you to the Amplifiers for actually putting the money together for this, because that's how it's being paid for. So we're going to go and we're going to schmooze it up with the industry decision makers.
We're sitting at a round table with Mr. Limbaugh, are we not?
No, we're not going to be at a round table with him.
I thought that was what it was called.
No, that's the I guess the opening luncheon or something like that. So he's going to be speaking, and we're going to be
I'll
in the room.
Him. That's about it.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, we're going to be talking to industry decision makers, and the reason why we're there is because of the Amplifier. So if you want to help us out with that, go to amp.freetalklive.com and contribute $3 a month. Amp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about happiness and what makes you happy. You know, do you ever wake up in the morning and just feel absolutely lousy? Is there anything that you can do, either of you guys, Jason or Manwich, is there anything that you do to help yourself feel better during the day?
You know, there's nothing I do to make myself feel better during the day, because oft times I feel great and I'm perfectly right. happy with most everything.
That's good.
Well, I learned a little trick. Sometimes before a sales call, I won't feel like going in.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to kind of amp yourself up a little bit. And I got a little trick from Landmark Education I like to use, and it's called 10 times more excited.
How's
and you
this
get
work?
In, you get into the get the mirror of the car going. Uh-huh. This has got to be awful to see from the outside.
Yeah.
And in the car mirror, I get 10 times more excited than I am right now. So, you know, essentially I, like,
just crank yourself up.
Yeah,
like,
cranked up. Yeah.
Can't wait to go in and do this sales presentation.
Huzzah! Like that, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're excited about your what it is that you're selling, then people will be more likely to be excited about it, too.
A lot of it has to do with a positive mental state. For instance, if somebody asks you, how are you? Well, you say great or excellent.
Yep.
You know, keep your own mental state up there in that echelon, and don't say okay, not so great,
alive.
Because then you're just right. Because then you're just reinforcing the way you feel. If that's really how you feel, if you're not feeling so hot, say great anyway. Why not? I mean, it might make you feel a little bit better. And then there's the smiling in the mirror. Yours involves a mirror. You can also smile in the mirror mm-hmm. as well. Or just smile, even if there's not a mirror around. Just putting a silly grin on your face for 10 seconds will make you feel happier.
Yeah. Also, I would suggest there's a video game for the PlayStation 2 called Katamari Damacy. It'll make you so happy. It'll just make you absolutely giddy.
Interesting.
Great.
Hey, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And we'll see you. Well, we won't. It's going to be co-hosts only. Jason's coming in tomorrow night, as well as Torgo and Johnson. Thursday and Friday nights, co-hosts only, while Manwich and I are in D.C. And we'll catch up with you Saturday night. See you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you run or